Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live.
And we're back.
It's the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. FreeTalkLive.com is the website. If you have no idea what the show's about or what we do, or you just tuned in, you turned on a radio in a rental car or something, and
we're sorry Sunday's the first one you hear.
We're sorry, and you're welcome.
And you're welcome.
Yes, both at the same time. We are a live call-in radio program, and that means, well, there's a phone number that you might want to jot down or tell your AI to memorize or ask Siri to dial for you or whatever.
Alexa, call Free Talk Live.
Ooh, okay. What is the number?
603-283-6160.
Calling Free Talk Live now. So that's what you're supposed to do if you're listening to this. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the authentic Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will. Joining me,
it's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
And what is the star date? I'm on the wrong screen. What the hell's going on? Who's running this thing anyway? Producers, damn it.
No producers.
I tell them to have me set up and ready for the show when I get here.
Produce on the fly.
They just can't follow instructions.
We'll fix it in post.
They also tainted my bowl of just green M&Ms by throwing some red ones in there.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, it ain't Christmas, yo. So, yeah, I was a little upset with that. I'm going to have to talk to my agent. Stardate 06112023. Captain's log.
Okay.
That's what they found in the toilet of the Starship Enterprise.
There you go.
The captain's log. Speaking of which, we do have a new number two story tonight.
A number two story.
Yeah. And that'll be coming up a bit later, but it is certainly destined to be a number two story here on Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition.
Unless you call in and entertain us for the next two and a half hours.
Interesting and entertaining. We might not get around to it.
It's happened before.
And it'll happen again.
And it will happen again. It's your choice. Do you want us to talk about the number two story later? Or do you want to talk about what you want to talk about by calling that number?
I mean, those are always the best shows when we don't get to any of the show prep and people just call in with really cool stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we want, man.
Yeah.
It's Free Talk Live.
It is Sunday, however, and prior to me, you know, being welcomed into the fold here at Free Talk Live, I used to have a podcast called The Kickass Podcast. Pretty deep underground podcasts. You know, we never achieved fame as some podcasts do, mostly because I'm not a hot girl showing off online all the time and, you know,
that's attracting viewers. Well, that's the number two podcast, right? Like,
yeah.
Joe Rogan is still number one,
yeah.
And number two, some yeah. chick.
I'm also not a short former television star comedian, so Joe Rogan's got that going for him, which is nice for him.
I think my first Joe Rogan experience was the news radio.
News radio, yeah.
Yeah.
He was like the tech guy.
Yeah.
He would like fix the radio studio and
right.
you know, do all the wiring. This is before like real.
I didn't know about this.
Yeah, news radio with Phil Hartman and
well, that's new to
Andy
me.
Dick.
Andy Dick, who's the guy from
Dave something.
Dave, oh God, what's his name?
The anyway. Guy, you know, the guy,
yeah,
the dude.
From Kids in the Hall.
Yeah.
That's not going to help me at all.
She's too young.
Yeah.
Wow. So,
anyway, like my favorite
star-studded cast.
Yeah.
Okay.
My favorite clip of news radio was like the Buttafuoco episode.
Yeah. Yeah, Andy Dick had been put on, he'd like begged to get on air and so they put him on air and he mispronounced Buttafuoco.
But they didn't say it, right? They just came off the air and they look at him and they're like, "Hey, it's Buttafuoco."
Yeah.
And what did I say?
What did I say?
Think about it. You didn't say that. Oh, and it's like a running joke through the whole episode. It's great.
Yeah, they really, like, sometimes a show will do a running joke, and they'll just get carried in, and you'll be like, okay, that's enough.
Yeah, but enough of that.
They do it tastefully and spectacularly during that particular episode. It's a good episode.
Yeah.
So it is Sunday, and the Kick-Ass podcast, the first couple of episodes, which I can't even find them online anymore.
Oh, no.
They're out there somewhere.
That's, like, super underground.
Yeah, somebody somewhere downloaded the first, I don't know, two or three episodes. It might have been as many as five, I think, that I put out. But the first, you know, several episodes of the Kick-Ass podcast were what I called Kick-Ass Sermons.
Okay.
Right. And it's just me ranting about, you know, some anti-government or some societal thing.
Kind of like what we do here.
Yeah. So it wasn't too different.
Sunday sermon.
It wasn't too different from here. And I would always publish them on Sundays and that kind of a thing. So it just sort of made sense. And being a Reverend Captain Kick-Ass kind of a thing, it all just sort of played into it. So with that being said, here I am now doing Sundays on Free Talk Live and have been for I don't even know how long right now. But it's been a while. I thought that, let's sort of return to form here with an article from the AP, of all places, the big daddy of the news releases, at least. Can a chatbot preach a good sermon?
When it's got access to all the information.
Yeah.
Right?
I would think it could preach a better sermon than, you know.
Hallelujah! Or AI-lalujah.
Nice. AI men,
yes, AI men. Right, everybody has to sing sort of out of tune.
So here I'm a Reformed Catholic. Like I was baptized, confirmed, went to Catholic school.
So college. That just means you don't drink alcohol.
No, it just means he's not going to go to hell.
That's independent. Oh, I see. Well, okay. No, maybe now because I'm like I'm not anymore.
Oh yeah.
Right, but here's what I learned early on. They taught this to be too early in Catholic school. Right, they said, you know, in second grade, when you're in Catholic school, you learn about the Catholic Mass, right? And they said it's on a rotating 3-year calendar, right?
Okay.
So all the readings from the Bible that they talk about in Mass, runs for 3 years and then it restarts.
Ah, okay. So it's like a whole bunch of subjects that they can cover with their sermons, and then every 3 years the list starts over.
Right.
Okay.
And so I went, well, I've been to church for 3 years already. I don't really need to go anymore.
I've heard it all.
Exactly. And you know that was my attitude from like second grade on.
Yeah.
You know, and eventually I just stopped going completely and gave it all up.
Not unlike most Catholics.
Right. I didn't say I was good. I didn't say, you know, I'm not abnormal. Well,
you made it farther than I did.
And it's what is a good Catholic, right? Well, there is no criteria if you don't care what a good Catholic is, right? There's no criteria that could possibly make you a good Catholic if you're just like, I don't even care.
Well,
right?
I mean, get married, tithe, and have an abundance of children.
Yeah, I mean, like,
okay.
Catholic people. Catholic people?
Sure, whatever.
Right? Catholic people? That's weird. I use that word strangely. At any rate, the Catholics will each independently have their own idea of what makes a good Catholic. Now, within that, there's probably going to be some core stuff, like do you go to church every Sunday? Do you go to confession? Do you, you know, drink the wine?
All the protocol stuff.
Yeah. Do you get drunk on every other day of the week? You know, these are things that makes a good Catholic.
Easter Mass and Christmas Mass, always more packed than normal Sunday Mass.
Right, yeah. On the holidays, you know, are you especially likely to go?
Yeah.
So this article asks the question, can a chatbot preach a good sermon? Hundreds attend church service generated by ChatGPT to find out.
All right.
So now this, of course, sparks my imagination. I'm like, oh, my God. No pun intended. oh, my God. I can just see now there's going to be a ChatGPT, an AI religion that's going to spawn out of this thing. People are going to begin to worship the AI. There's going to be an AI cult, an AI religion, but I repeat myself.
Transhumanist, maybe.
You know, and like they are going to worship AI as their god.
Okay.
That's going to be their deity. Now, what kind of a holiday do you get when you worship AI, if any?
That's a good question.
Like, do you get like... You know,
whatever the AI says.
The day Microsoft went IPO or something.
Singularity.
the singularity, when that, whenever that kicks off, that's going to be their national holiday.
That'll be the first one.
Or global intergalactic holiday, whatever.
A Independence Day.
A Independence Day. Would you, like, I'm not religious, and I stopped going to church services well before I became unreligious, so to speak. That is to say, I don't claim to belong to any religion. I used to claim atheism, and I still kind of do, depending on my feeling on that day, but I think the reality is I lean more towards agnostic, and I say that because of the whole bit where I'm like, you know what, I don't know everything, and far be it for me to know all of the things that are, you know, that exist in the universe, and, you know, I've seen some weird crap happen from time to time, and I can't explain all of the things on planet Earth, so... Like, it's totally possible that there's something else that exists and, you know, that kind of thing. I'm not so arrogant that I say, no, it's just completely unreal. Like, there might be something. What I don't like is what most dogmatic religions tend to do, and that's use their cult of religion as a control mechanism for human behavior.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they weaponize it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not cool.
And also, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Monetize it.
Yeah.
Weaponize, monetize. Those are the two things that religions do. And if you need evidence of this, and I mentioned this last night on Beard Talk Live, just look to Scientology.
Oh, yeah. That's the perfect one.
Yeah.
Right? Sci-fi writer starts religion because that's where the money is.
And I don't want to say pick on. I mention Scientology frequently because... Prior to Scientology, I'm older than Scientology, mind you. Prior to Scientology, I was alive. And I just thought that, oh, all of the religions that are going to exist, exist already.
Yeah.
I was ill-prepared for there to be, you know, the dawn of a new religion, you know, set upon mankind. And there have been other religions since then, but none of them have achieved sort of the spectacle that Scientology has achieved.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, this is weird. And so I would examine it more closely because I'm like, well, how does this happen? How does this phenomena of a new human religion occur? And then you just start drawing parallels. You're like, oh, well, it's based on a book that some people wrote, you know. Oh, what other religion does that resemble?
It's a sci-fi,
you know,
book.
And it's not necessarily the truth. It's been edited a bunch of times and, you know, all this kind of stuff. So it's an interesting study in what religions can do. But, yeah, weaponize and monetize. I mean, Scientology became, like, the wealthiest religion next to Catholicism on planet Earth real quick, like.
And if you're going to start your own religion, you know, don't do it on a compound and get raided by the ATF because that's bad for business, too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good advice.
Yep.
Good advice on a Sunday. So anyway, hundreds of people apparently attended this church service put on by ChatGPT. This occurred in Furth, Germany. Furth. It's like the Swedish, yeah?
Now we're going to do a German call. Now we've done it.
You know how great Germany is? Yeah, it's really great. The artificial intelligence chatbot asked the believers in the fully packed St. Paul's Church in the Bavarian town of Furth to rise from the pews and praise the Lord.
Oh. So they did it in an actual church. I thought this was just going to be like a Zoom call or something. You
so
know
now
what
it's
mean?
Just a lazy priest.
Yeah. Like, I don't have anything
really
for today.
I don't really
want to
write this thing.
He's too hungover from the wake the night before or something.
ChatGPT, can you prepare my sermon for tomorrow?
Sure, Dave.
Ooh.
It's called back to 2001. Yeah. The ChatGPT chatbot personified by an avatar of a bearded black man. At least he's got a beard, right?
I mean, that's important, right?
Personified by an avatar of a bearded black man on a huge screen above the altar, then began preaching to the more than 300 people who had shown up on Friday morning for an experimental Lutheran church service almost entirely generated by AI.
Nice.
Now, just a little, the little bit that I know of Lutheran church. Lutheran church was the first church to break off from the Catholic church as a Christian church.
Okay.
It was Martin Luther and his priest, Johann Bugenhagen, who were the two, the priest was much older, so he was like a, you know, sort of a father figure to Martin Luther. At any rate, these guys broke off, and they did weird things that have some similarity to sort of the freedom activism that happens here in New Hampshire from time to time.
Okay.
Like they would, you know, sort of buck the trends and, you know, do, I'm not going to call it civil disobedience, but religious disobedience. And they even went to great lengths of, like, nailing flyers to everyone's door. So they would, like, canvass these neighborhoods, like, late at night, overnight when they were sleeping, and they'd sneak up on doors and, like, put a piece of paper up and put a nail with a hammer in it real quick and then run away, ding-dong ditch style. Right? So, yeah, weird stuff like that happened with the break-off of the Lutheran Church from Christianity. At any rate, it was a Lutheran sermon, and the quote here is, "Dear friends, it is an honor for me to stand here and preach to you as the first artificial intelligence at this year's conference or convention of Protestants in Germany." So, a couple problems with this.
Yeah, I already got that wrong.
AI is not standing anywhere. It can't. It's not possible unless it's embedded into a, you know, some sort of a robotic thing, right? That
I mean, the server's not falling over.
I mean, it's probably a screen, right? Probably a projector screen.
I would have used a different word, you know.
Hovering here before you.
Yeah.
Like the Lord Jesus
appearing.
Himself.
The word Protestants is spelled Protestants, and that's literally what it means. That's where it came from. It's because these guys protested the Catholic Church and wanted to do things a different way, and so that's how that name sort of became.
They're forking the religions.
They did, but instead of pronouncing it Protestants, it's Protestants. Whatever.
But was that the AI, or was that whoever wrote this article? Or whoever transcribed whatever the AI said.
No, it's just common to human language. Humans pronounce it Protestants. It's just been that way for as long as I've been
alive. But it's spelled the same?
But it's spelled Protestants.
You mean, so like, is it spelled correctly or incorrectly?
It's spelled correctly.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm just
so then how do you know? Because you didn't hear it.
I'm just giving some etymology.
Oh, okay.
Of the word.
Thought that was a critique of a misspelling.
No. It's just giving a little background on the word itself.
Okay.
As far as I'm concerned. English words that sound the same but spelled differently.
If I'm wrong, please call 603-283-6160.
Or spelled the same and pronounced differently.
At any rate, the 40-minute service, including the sermon, prayers, and music, was created by ChatGPT and Jonas Simmerlein, the theologian and philosopher from the University of Vienna. "I conceived this service, but I actually rather accompanied it because I would say about 98% comes from the machine," the 29-year-old scholar told the Associated Press. The AI church service was one of hundreds of events at the Convention of Protestants in the Bavarian town of Nuremberg and the neighboring Fürth, and it drew such immense interest that people formed a long queue outside of the 19th century neo-Gothic building an hour before it began." Okay, so now I've got visions of that movie Dogma.
Yep.
Right? Cardinal Glick giving his Catholicism wow speech, right? Yeah, you know, anything to, you know, sort of revive the religion, right? Because religion's sort of at a crossroads.
Bringing in the youngins.
Yeah. The convention itself, a Deutsch Evangelischer Kirchtag, in German, takes place every 2 years in the summer at a different place in Germany and draws tens of thousands of believers to pray, sing, and discuss their faith. They also talk about current world affairs and look for solutions to key issues, which this year included global warming and the war in Ukraine.
Of course. What else would they talk about?
And artificial intelligence. Sorry, there was a dash and then a new line.
Got it.
I missed that part. So those were the three hot topics, apparently. This year's gathering is taking place, took place Wednesday through Sunday under the motto, "Now is the time." It's interesting that that is their phrase. I don't know if you guys are familiar with what's known as hardcore heavy metal. This is, it's heavy metal for all intents and purposes. It just usually doesn't have, like, a guitar solo. And it's got certain characteristics to it, like a breakdown,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the middle of it. And it's a little more rappy than it is singy.
Okay.
You know, but it's usually yelling and not
yeah,
singing.
Yeah, more screaming.
Yeah. Bands like Hatebreed and trying to remember some of the other ones. Hatebreed is the Propane is one of the godfathers of hardcore. Biohazard also. You know,
I've heard of them.
That, yeah.
Okay.
Sort of in that genre. And so me and a friend of mine were talking, and my friend was my former singer. We called him Genius because he was full of musical knowledge. Prior to being able to have the magic rectangle in your pocket, if you needed to know something musical, it'd be like, call the Genius. He'll know. Hey, man, what was the second album of this band that came out like in the mid-80s? And he'd be like, oh, it was this. And you're like, oh, thanks, man. And then you hang up on him and go back.
Was this different from your Bus Stop Genius guy? Or
different. Yeah, that was Captain Metro and Bus Boy.
All right.
This genius was musical genius, not bus genius.
Got it.
At any rate, we were talking about hardcore heavy metal, and we're like, doesn't it seem like there should be a hardcore heavy metal song called The Time Is Now? And so I actually wrote lyrics for one. I've never finished the song, but it goes, the time is now, now is the time, the most time that the now should be. Now is the time is now, the most now that the time could ever be. And so it's supposed to be a nonsensical lyric. That's
I was going to say, if I was stoned, maybe that would sound deep.
Well, and you can't understand what they're saying anyway, so it doesn't even matter what you say.
But
you know?
The song is literally supposed to be about just the moment of writing the song and what's occurring now in that time. And so they've, you know, bastardized this hardcore lyric for their church sermon, which I find interesting. At any rate, that slogan was one of the sentences of the Simmerline-fed ChatGPT when he asked the chatbot to develop the sermon. I told the artificial intelligence, we are at the church congress. You are a preacher. What would a church service look like? He also asked for psalms to be included, as well as prayers and a blessing at the end. You end up with a pretty solid church service, Simmerline said, sounding almost surprised by the success of his experiment. He just worked himself out of a job is what he did.
Yep.
You've been replaced by your own creation.
If only it was so easy to replace government.
Oh, wait, but it's coming. It is. No, it is.
It's coming.
It's coming. The replacing part, it's easy, right? It's the changing of people's minds that the replacement is better.
Yeah, the mechanisms already exist to replace the bureaucracy. And if there isn't a mechanism for it, it's on the way based on the technology curve of all the infrastructure that's been developed lately.
So this general idea, I think my mindset has changed over the years, right? I no longer care about the argument of like, well, it's going to be taxpayer funded. Why do you want the taxpayers to fund it? Right? And my answer is like, because I don't care about them anymore. Right? If you're too stupid to still be paying taxes, right? If you're so ingratiated into the system that you don't care that that's what they're using your money for and you're not going to do anything about it, well, then that's on you. Right? If you don't want them paying tax, if you don't want to be paying your taxes for like immigrants or war or whatever or LGBTQ stuff, right, then stop paying and shut up,
right,
like that's it.
Figure out ways to get around the system,
ways to get the ways are already out there. You don't even have to figure it out,
that's
right,
true.
Just integrate into what already exists, and don't worry about it, and then it'll take care of itself as less people start paying into that trash system.
603-283-6160. Would you attend an AI church service, or do you think people who pay taxes are stupid? It's Free Talk Live. Give us a call. More coming up.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA News Update. A tanker fire on Interstate 95 in Philadelphia Sunday caused the roadway to collapse. It's expected to take several months to fix. Former Attorney General Bill Barr says painting his former boss as the victim in the classified documents case is, quote, ridiculous. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Barr disagreed with claims by former President Trump and many Republicans that the Department of Justice's 37-count indictment is politically motivated. An attorney for Trump says she would never advise him to accept a plea deal in his federal indictment. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Alina Haba, who is not representing Trump in the case, said she could never imagine Trump accepting a deal. A record-setting 23rd Grand Slam title is Novak Djokovic's after taking the French Open title in Paris on Sunday. Jerry Garmash, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Real people, we are talking to you on a radio program broadcast to over 180 radio stations nationwide, plus some satellite stations and online.
Go on.
I was talking like a robot, even though I'm not. I was like, wait, that's weird.
That's tricky.
It's a bit of an oxymoron or a juxtaposition. Perhaps it's an oxymoronic juxtaposition.
It's definitely one of the two, because right now, again, the story that we're working on is a robot acting like a human preacher, like giving a sermon.
That's true. And
they can talk like a human. We can talk like a robot. We'll
talk more about that, but we have some calls to get to. We'll get there in just a second. In the studio, it's
Nikki
and Richie Rich.
The telephone number here, if you want to join us, is 603-283-6160.
Whoa, who are you?
I'm just some guy.
Okay. He's the dude.
I'm the Reverend Captain Kickass. No, I'm definitely not the dude, no.
He doesn't even have a white Russian.
Speaking of religions.
Yeah.
Dudism.
Dudism, yeah. No, I am the Reverend Captain Kickass. Thank you, Nikki.
It's like the one movie I've seen.
Nice.
That and Dodgeball.
And I'll take both of those, yeah.
You can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. Yeah.
I think they're making a sequel.
Oh, I hope so.
I heard, yeah.
I'm sure it'll be terrible.
Vince Vaughn's involved in it somehow, and, you know. Anyway, let's go to an unscreened caller. You are on Free Talk Live. What is your name, please?
My name is Robert.
Hey, Robert.
Told you.
Yeah, it's like we summoned you.
Nailed it.
Were you calling in about the this church article about the ChatGPT?
Yes, in Germany, the Lutheran Church is called the Evangelische Kirche, and it's based in Wittenberg, which is where it started, and it's in one of the four provinces that out of which the Kingdom of Saxony originally came. The Kingdom of Saxony has its headquarters or its capital, had its capital, still has, it has one of its capitals. That's the capital of Saxony in Dresden, Landeshauptstadt Dresden. Landeshauptstadt means state capital.
Okay.
That's
right.
A lot of words.
Yeah, thank you for the, the recap on the history there.
It's just etymology.
What I'm curious about is, A, are you a religious man?
No.
Okay. And so I guess B would be my follow-up. Even though you're not religious, would you attend a church service that was performed by an AI chatbot?
Well, I'm half Christian and half Jewish. I used to go to Catholic. I went to Catholic schools, and then after that, I started going to synagogues. But I went to Catholic schools because.
Did you get beat by a penguin?
No, but on the other hand, it's better to be consistent. You know what I mean? I mean, in those days, anyhow. I mean, if you know, as a matter of fact, it was a mortal sin actually to go to a different church or to not come to church on Sunday. So, a mortal sin means if. You burn in hell forever if you.
Wow! So if you didn't go to church, you would burn in hell forever.
That's correct. Just one Sunday would be enough to do.
What a ridiculous proposition!
See, and I had a religion class in college because it was mandatory at the religious college that I went to.
Yeah.
And part of that class was you had to go to like two different styles of masses.
Yeah.
Just so you could compare and see what the other people were doing.
If you go to a mass in Massachusetts, do you attend a mass?
Yes. Only if they shoot up the place.
It's
a mass shooting.
Oh, the wordplay is strong tonight on Free Talk Live. Anyway, go ahead, David. Or Robert, whatever your name is.
Yes. Hey, if you have any other questions, I'd be glad to answer them. Anything else you want to know?
The Lutheran Church, the splinter of the Lutheran Church from the Catholic Church, do you know any of that history?
Well, I know that Martin Luther wanted to marry a nun. That was, I'm sure, a strong.
You can't do that. That's the whole thing. That's literally their thing. You know.
They did. They forked the religion and created Lutheranism.
And the Catholic Church wanted to kill him, so they worked out a deal with Karl V, and when he was coming, they had a meeting with him in France, and they knew the route he was going to be taking through the forest to get back to Wittenberg, and they were going to kidnap him and kill him on the way. But Frederick the Clever One, he was King of Saxony, and he kidnapped Martin Luther first on the way, so that they never got that chance, and he put him in his fortress in Wittenberg. In Eisenach, they have a fortress there, and he kept him there for an extended period. He wanted to get out sooner, but Friedrich der Kluge wouldn't let him go because he was afraid that they might just kill him a little bit later. So he kept him there until he was pretty sure it was pretty safe for him to be let out. And that's in Eisenach, that fortress.
How insecure, and I'm not asking you this question, Robert, because you obviously won't know the answer to this, but how insecure must the Catholic Church have felt to be threatened by just even the notion of a fork of the religion?
Well, the Catholic Church was involved in the sale of indulgences, which means that you could buy the staircase to heaven literally if you had enough money, and they had prices for everything, even a divorce or something like that. It could become an annulment, and there were wealthy Catholics who bought those annulments, including President Kennedy, by the way. He was married before he was married to Jacqueline. Most people don't know that.
Scientology just follows the blueprint, man.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of these religions want every single person in the entire world to follow their religion. That was their, like the Crusades and all that. Right. That was their whole purpose, was to, murder everybody, rape everybody, and convert them to their religion.
I feel like the modern day religious people who don't like Islam because they're, violent and barbaric need to be reminded about the Crusades and the Inquisitions and all that
stuff. Right? Yeah.
We're like, no, man. That's the blueprint.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
Does he?
Well, the other thing that they did is they tried to steal the inheritances of the from the children before they could get them. The Catholic
Church. Like government does by basically having every child who's born be in debt to something like the tune of $100,000.
Or taking everything that's not in your will.
Mm.
They would just grab it somehow, however they could get it. It didn't matter to them.
Yeah. It's interesting that you say all these things, because I often say that religion was the first government. It is, in fact, the blueprint for modern-day governments. The only difference between religion and government is, of course, the separation of church and state, at least mostly.
Yes, the Pharisees in Israel were actually government officials in a kind of a way. I mean, the religion and the state were the same.
Right.
And the Pharisees are the ones that basically who wanted to get Jesus Christ executed because they considered him to be a pain in the neck. He wanted to be king of the universe, and that was more than just king of the Jews, and that really bothered them.
They sure showed him.
The quest for the chair, right? Because I was talking about government as the chair being the problem, and the same thing happens in, kingdoms, but obviously also in religions. The precursor to modern government had the same problem. It was the psychopaths that seek out the power over other people, that use the organization to force other people to their preference, and if they don't like it, oh, guess what? Death is coming for you.
Yes, and the other thing is he never hung on the cross. Actually, he had saved Pontius Pilate's son's life. My grandfather was Roman. You save a Roman's life or something like that, or his life, or his children's life, or his grandchildren's life, that you can be sure, as long as he has the last say, nothing bad is going to happen to you, and that's why I know Jesus Christ never hung on that cross. What they did is they found somebody else in another governor's province, they brought him to Israel, put him up on the cross, and say, that's him. And who was going to say, no, it isn't? The Pharisees didn't care. As long as they got rid of Jesus Christ, they didn't care. His mother was in the audience, and she certainly wasn't going to say, that's not my son hanging on the cross, you got the wrong guy. And so everybody was happy for it. And in actuality, Pontius Pilate sent him and his wife and their baby daughter, his wife was Mary Magdalene, and they sent them to the southern coast of France, the Côte d'Azur, where he raised that family. Then he went to Japan, started another family out there, and there's a plaque out there in Japan someplace for him. And then he came back and died as an old man in Western Iran, and that's the truth.
I've at least heard of the Japanese theory.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, yeah. My mom, I'm the great-great-grandson of a Roman senator, and my mom
knows the authority.
My mom knew the nun who was in charge of the library, the secret library, and that woman wrote a book, by the way. It's not available in English because the Catholic Church suppressed it, but it is available in German, and the name of it is In der Hölle brennt kein Licht. I have a copy of it in Germany, but I don't have it with me here, and if you want to get it, you can get it in German and read it. In der Hölle brennt kein Licht, and there's a lot in there about what really happened. But the Catholic Church doesn't care if you find out. And the reason is because the Catholic Church knows that people are going to believe what they want to believe. In other words, they would tell you what I just told you is hooey. In other words, garbage. In other words, the untruth. Because they have a certain script. And that's their holy script.
That script is the Bible, right? Even Catholics know that there's more scripture than the Bible, right? And it's just like, we don't recognize that. It was written. Yes. It's there. We take no credit for that. We've narrowed it down to just this, so pay attention to just this.
Yes, and both the Jewish side and the Christian side of my family both believe he never hung on a cross because they passed that knowledge down, and they tried to get rid of the people who knew about it. They tried to, and they had to go into hiding, but
government cover up. Went into hiding for 3 days and showed up like nothing else happened.
Yeah, so he gave up his weekend.
Yeah.
For your sins.
Well,
not even that. He didn't even die, according to Robert.
He didn't. He never died on the cross.
Yeah.
Well,
that's what I'm talking about.
Well, that's more believable than resurrecting.
Yeah, and if I say he gave up his weekend for your sins, that's accurate to the theory that he didn't die.
And I will say this as well, right? Executing the wrong guy, right? Mistaken identity.
Yep, checks out.
More proof that Jesus was black.
Robert, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160. If you would like to join us, let's move on to some other calls. We've got Tim in Florida calling. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live.
This is Tim from Florida. I'm on Free Talk Live.
Yes, you are. That's what we just said.
Wow, it's like there's an echo in here.
You can say that again.
Wow, it's like there's an echo in here.
Say that again.
Hey, wow. Tim from Florida. It's like there's an echo in here.
Let's go to Tim from Florida. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live.
And so as the great Bill O'Reilly often says, people believe.
Oh.
Yeah, don't say the other way. You can say the we'll do it live part, but don't say the part that comes immediately before that.
No. People believe what they want to believe.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's what a belief is, right? Like, a belief is something that you choose without evidence.
Yep. Faith.
By the way, can you hear me okay? Because I am using speakerphone. I'm actually outside of my backyard, so there may be a little bit of wind. Let me know if it becomes inaudible, and I will switch back to regular phone.
So far, so good. We prefer regular phone, but you're all right for now.
All right. Well, I don't think religion was the first government. I think the state was the first religion.
How so?
Well, I mean,
historically speaking, the organizations known as religion predate the organizations known as government.
And tribes had wise men, you know, the shamans.
Well, I'm thinking specifically of Egypt, and even before Egypt and Israel, you also have what is it? Sumeria. Yeah, I switched you off as speakerphone because I want to have a good call.
Sure, you sound good.
Be entertaining then.
Yeah, but I mean, absolutely. But if you look at Pharaoh, for example, Pharaoh of Egypt, I mean that was considered to be a god, and he was the executive head of state. Same thing with you know Rome and the Caesars. And then, of course,
right. But even up until those times, the government and religion were the same thing.
Yeah, I don't think you're going far back enough in history to support the claim.
Hmm. Well, I mean, the very first written law was actually before Hammurabi's Code. There was another one that starts with the U, and I can't remember it. So, which way did I argue? So maybe I am wrong.
You said the state precedes religion, and we are supposing that religion precedes the state, or you know.
No, in that case, I stick by that because before Hammurabi's Code, there was this other code. It starts with a U, and right.
And what I'm suggesting.
No, I'm wrong because it makes reference to a river god, and if you waste the state's time, they throw you in the river. So you are correct.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Good place to end it.
All right. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate you, Tim. 603-283-6160.
I'll always leave an argument when my opponent declares.
You win. Okay, thanks.
Yep, perfect.
I got to go. See ya. I can't imagine how the state would predate religion because it seems to me, tribes, prior to, or at least at the dawn of, beginning writing, right? Like, caveman drawings.
Again, it predates.
On the wall.
It would predate even that, right? Because the tribes would have the leader that they would go to,
right?
And that was not a government,
right?
That was self-selected or voluntary. Like,
right?
We'll just follow that guy because he brings home the most meat,
right?
Right? And then the shamans would come along.
He yells at the volcano and stuff.
Right?
Like that.
This guy knows what he's talking about. Yeah.
The clouds have spoken to me, and it's going to rain tomorrow.
Yeah. That's always the religious claim, too, that the deity has spoken to me. Here is what they've said. Really? Can I talk to him, too? No.
Yeah, that's
only
the thing,
speaks
right?
to me.
I have the sacred hat with the magic stone. And you may not look into it.
I'm the one with the crazy voices in my head, not you, okay?
Yeah, we should definitely believe this guy.
But they do.
Every time they do. So you'd think if God had something so important to say that he would just tell everybody.
No, talk to one guy with a burning bush and that's it.
We can't be trusted with this knowledge.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's go to more of your calls. We've got Bata calling from Michigan. Major Payne, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, folks.
Hey.
Yeah, I think the only thing I'm buying out of this whole German hoorah that I just heard about, was that Richard?
Robert.
The only believable part is that Martin Luther wanted to marry a nun.
Okay? Well, and Martin Luther was the founder of Lutheranism, which had to jump through an amazing amount of hoops to fork or splinter off from the Catholic Church. Those are facts as we know them.
Right. And he decided to do that just before King Henry VIII did the Protestant thing.
Right.
But the interesting thing is the Pope was so impressed because Henry VIII sent Martin Luther a letter condemning him for leaving the church and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And the Pope got wind of it and made Henry VIII the high protector of the church.
So he got him stoned.
Right? And then, 6 months, a year later, he decides he wants to whack his wife's head off so he can marry some other broad. And he decides he's going to, instill the Protestant religion.
That sounds like a reasonable request. No, it doesn't. It doesn't sound reasonable.
I mean, when you have that much power.
I got one for you.
Here's the thing. When you have that much power and you still have to go to the church for permission.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
It shows you where the power dynamic truly lies.
Right. Yeah. And how the church really was a state.
Right.
All through history, if a king wanted to wage war, he had to have the blessing of the Pope because that's where the money came from to hire the troops to do the war.
There you go.
Yep.
They were the bankers. But anyway, I got a better one for you.
All right, go ahead.
Switzerland or Sweden?
One of
Switzerland has declared sex a sport, and they're going to have the first sex Olympics.
Wait a minute. First of all,
I need a fact check.
First of all, they're a little late to the game. Humankind has been sport and effing. That's not. I almost said the word. Wrong show to be cussing. Yeah, humankind has been sport effing for longer than I've been alive. Probably longer than anybody on planet Earth has been alive
since the dawn.
So, what is the criteria? Well, how do you win?
So this
like
is,
whoever lasts the longest.
I imagine in order for it to be a sport, there has to be a degree of competition. Yeah. Right?
Well,
so duration, I'm thinking. Like, how long can
distance,
you go?
Distance. I like the distance.
I'm thinking, like, you know how they have these...
call it PSI.
These marathon dances, these dance competitions.
Yeah.
And whoever's the last dancing couple left gets the prize.
So it's just like a
I'm
giant
thinking
orgy,
it's that,
basically?
But it's just an orgy, yeah.
Cool. All right. I can get down with that.
Just don't be the first eliminated from the orgy.
Well, we got to talk about it first, Major. Give us a second. Are we done?
All right.
Okay,
sure.
Go ahead, Major.
All right, so there's like 15 or 18 different categories in this competition.
Is it like the heavyweight class and like the lightweight class?
That one does not get aired on TV.
We're not going into Schoolville here. So anyway, they only spit out about five of them on the radio when I heard this thing.
Right.
One of them was
they only spit out five, huh?
One of them was hush up, Richie. One of them was suction. One of them was stamina.
Stamina,
one of them
duration,
was physical appearance,
mm-hmm.
And what were the other two?
So you could win the stamina events, but lose because you're an ugly bastard.
And it is Sweden, by the way. The country is Sweden.
Also, fact check, this is a real event.
It is, yes.
Okay, all right.
I have an article, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I told you. I try not to lie. Sometimes I'm misled by,
the internet.
Urban legends and all that kind of crap, but I try to get you straight, Poop.
Yeah, and speaking of Poop, we'll have a number two story later on in this episode of Free Talk Live.
I was hoping you were going to get to that because I usually can have some fun with those, too.
Oh, yeah.
I
just want to read this one sentence because
right,
I think it's funny.
Wait, where's this from? Site
What's
a web page? Something.com?
It's iflscience.com.
Oh, I effing love science. Yeah,
Okay.
All right, anyway.
So, you think you're good at sex? Maybe the best in the world? Well, you may finally have the chance to put your money and several other things where your mouth is.
Is it entry fee? What's the entry fee?
I don't think so. The European Sex Championship is set to take place on June 8th, so it already happened.
Do we have a result?
Is there like...
Oh, matches between 16 different countries. Wow.
Is there like a playoffs? Is there like an elimination tournament type thing?
I would like to be...
Can you root for like your favorite person or couple or whatever?
I want to be the 2024 American representative.
Now I'm having this flashback to basketball where they have... It's not Brent Musburger. It's who are the two announcers that are like sideline, commentators? Will they have that at the sex sport Olympics that we're talking about?
I don't know.
Because they should call up some, lesser known underground, nationally syndicated talk radio host and ask him if he wants to sideline comment. Pay him for it.
Will the number one vendor on the site
wear a splash guard?
Long hot dogs.
Throwing a hot dog down a hallway, what?
Yeah. Help
There's
me
a whole
find
new
my
meeting to hot dog in the competition.
What's that, Major?
There's an old joke. Two guys wake up in some old girl's hoochie, and guy says, "You got a light?" And the guy says, "What do you mean you got a light? How are we going to get out of here?" He says, "Yeah, you got a light? If I can find my keys, we'll drive my van out."
Oh, my gosh. So, bad news. Apparently, the Sex Olympics is not an official sport because they didn't get the proper paperwork submitted.
Oh,
to make
cares?
It official.
Oh, yeah. That's like right. saying that your dart tournament isn't a sport because you didn't fill out
it's
the paperwork.
It's a sport to me,
yeah.
buddy.
I remember when the X Games started. It was all the cool stuff that they put
on,
in the Olympics.
The ESPN, Ocho? Yeah, the Ocho.
So,
since it's from one of two movies you've seen.
So the Sex Olympics version of the X Games would be like all of your ex-boyfriends or girlfriends or whatever participating in the Sex Olympics. That would be the X Games.
They're the judges.
Even worse.
No, yeah.
Yeah, I remember when he used to do that.
You're throwing things for a terrible
Not today,
terrible day,
buddy.
Major Payne, anything else?
That would be a harsh competition if all the X's were your judges.
Right.
No, peace out, boys.
Thanks for the call, Major. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160. Is there more to this?
Did they say?
Oh yeah,
was,
yeah. There's
already
a,
happened.
There like, is more to this.
I just
this
want to know who won.
I don't know was if it gets to that point.
The Swedes,
but...
the Russians. It's not going to be the Italians.
So, due to the fact that the application was incomplete, the applicant association was instructed to supplement the application. That's a lot of applications, and thus remedy the deficiencies.
It seems like legalese.
The National Sports Confederation.
They're bureaucrats. They must have forms just laying around.
Yeah. I don't care about the form. Who cares if it's an official event?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just make
although, like...
Like the Office Olympics is a thing.
Let's just say...
Who can flip the paper, clip the clothes?
Let's just say that next year, for example, this particular organization gets their S together and fills out all the right paperwork and pays all the right fees for it to become officially a licensed sport. Will we see this in the Olympics?
Possibly.
Because that's what happened to bowling and chess.
Yeah, chess is a weird one.
Right? Like these things, and there's like badminton, which I guess is a sport, but you know.
It's more of a sport than chess.
Or bowling.
Bowling is a sport.
Bowling, I mean, bowling I can see, but like barely. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way. It's the Sunday night edition.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.